6 minutes past the hour. This is Sports Byline USA. I am the Taco Man, Johnny Taco. For the next couple of hours, we're talking general sports A to Z, folks. Anything you want to talk about, from horseshoes to hand grenades. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. The NFL. Lots of stuff to talk about. Of course, the season's never ending. There's all kinds of stuff going on there. And, of course, the Dallas Cowboys making big moves with Dez Bryant this week. And lots of stuff to talk about in the NFL. NBA, well, the Warriors are still kicking ass. And we knew that was going to happen from day one, didn't we? Of course, we predicted the Warriors would look fantastic this year. And they have just looked stellar. The best team in the NBA. But we're going to concentrate now, number one, on combat sports. That's right. Professional boxing returning to the mecca of networks, NBC, the Peacock Network, March the 7th, live, primetime, MGM Grand, undefeated welterweights, Keith Thurman, man, the guy's like 23-0, 17 wax. The real deal, well, we'll find out when he takes on the former champion at like four different weight classes. I'm talking about Robert the Ghost Guerrero of Gilroy, California, Mr. Garlic himself, a slight underdog in this fight. And of course, he's only lost an early fight in his career, and of course that one fight to Floyd Mayweather a couple of years ago on points. Straight up, Robert Guerrero, a live underdog, NBC, that's the main event, next Saturday night, live in primetime. So we'll talk about that. We'll talk about UFC 184, the rowdy one. That's right, Ronda Rousey. We'll talk about her. Of course, she's still undefeated, and what else is new? I mean, another armbar, 13-second fight. What more can I say? She is the queen of MMA and the most prolific fighter in the sport. No doubt about it, folks. Brock Lesnar, when he was champion, everybody thought he got a lot of media attention. No, I'm telling you, when Ronda went nude last week in ESPN Magazine, yeah, that was the stuff. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Live with the Taco Man all across America. This is Sports Overnight America with open phone lines coast to coast. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Live all around the world, this is Sports Byline.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
It's time now for the Sports Byline Combat Sports Recap, brought to you by Alchemy Water.
Yes, there is a difference in the water you drink. How do I know? I drink Alchemy Water, A-L-K-A-M-E, alchemywater.com. Everybody here at Sports Byline just loves it. It tastes great. It is the best water outside of the Swiss Alps. I mean, I've been to the Swiss Alps, and that's the best water in the entire world. And this stuff is like got vitamins and antioxidants, all kinds of good stuff. But check it out, Alchemy Water, A-L-K-A-M-E, alchemywater.com, a proud sponsor of Sports Byline USA. Straight up, tonight we're talking USC, UFC 184, the main event, the rowdy one. Of course, we've heard from her many a time on this program. Ronda Rousey, now 10-0. She takes this girl out. A tough chick. The chick comes in at 9-0. She's a formidable foe. She's probably the most rugged girl in the division outside of maybe Chris Cyborg Santos, who we'll hear from in the next segment here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. But straight up, Ronda Rousey, a winner tonight in 14 seconds. Now, Assyrian Pete says he couldn't last 14 seconds with her, but I think he could. Here's what happened. Kat Zagano went for a leg. She saw this leg. So she went for this leg. She thought she was going to get Ronda like in an ankle lock. She went for it, and bang, Ronda saw the arm. Ronda went for the arm, and 14 seconds into it, this chick's tapping out. She's undefeated. She's the real deal, I'm telling you. And she's tapping out. She's giving up after just 14 seconds. What does that tell you? That tells you that Ronda is the real deal. Pound for pound, she's the best fighter in the world. I'll say it again. Pound for pound, this 26-year-old chick from Southern California, of course, the judo bronze medalist, 2008 Olympics, the one that dogged on this show, Michael Phelps, the guy that won all those gold medals. She called him a piece of work and more. And then, of course, she called Kim Kardashian a skank. What else is new there? But the bottom line is, speaking of Kim Kardashian, we'll talk about Reggie Bush in hour number two. Reggie Bush is done. We're talking NFL in hour number two tonight. We do have open phone lines tonight, and you can go across the board as far as sports are concerned, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. But Kat Zagano had a game plan. She came in. She's a smart chick. She's a good fighter. She's an A fighter, but she lasts 14 seconds. What does that tell you? Is that it? Pound for pound, Ronda Rousey's the best. Now, when I said this a couple of years ago, and I said that she would transform the sport, that she would evolve into a superstar. Even she was a little bit, you know, maybe you're jumping the gun here. But I wasn't jumping the gun because I've never seen a chick bring it like this chick. I mean, she's a mean mofo. You hear what I'm saying? She's mean. She would chop off your head and spit down your neck, okay, in a heartbeat. As far as opponents are concerned, she puts on that game face. Look out. Victor Arcinin, the former world boxing champion from Armenia. Of course, the Armenian judo team. And Ronda work out at the same dojo down there in Southern California. So Victor Arcinin, he thought he'd take Ronda on. This is about a year, year and a half ago. He says, no chick has ever thrown me. I was going to compete in the Olympics as judo, and I went to boxing and said, blah, 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 blah. Anyway, Ronda threw him 6 out of 6 times. She threw him across the octagon, the ring, call it what you want, the cage, okay? But she threw him 6 times. Okay, so then Vic says, all right, let's grapple. Let's get down and grapple. Well, she makes Vic submit in, like, less time than she made Kat Zagano submit tonight. That's how bad she is. She's beating up dudes in the gym. Real, legitimate dudes with judo backgrounds. Of course, the 2008 Olympic bronze medalist. Now 10-0. Kat Zagano, 9-1. All Kat could say in the post-fight press conference was, bleep, bleep, believe? I can't believe it. She was stunned. I mean, to get lit up and to tap out in 14 seconds when you're a fighter, when you're thinking, you know, you've got the world champion right where you want her. Well, guess what? Liz Carmouche, the first openly gay and lesbian fighter in the UFC, like we didn't know some others were, but the bottom line was she was the first openly gay fighter in the UFC, and they did a big thing on her and her lover down there in San Diego. We don't need to know all that kind of stuff, okay? Her personal life's her personal life, but she can fight. She's strong. So she locks Ronda in a chokehold, and I say, that's it. Ronda's done, right? Ronda throws her across the octagon like a sack of potatoes. I kid you not. Threw her. She had Ronda around the neck. That's how strong Ronda is, that Ronda just flung her, and she landed with a thud. After that, she was, you know, she was lunch meat for the world 135-pound champion. Now, still undefeated, 10-0, Ms. Rowdy Ronda Rousey. Of course, she will be taking on probably Holly Holm in her next fight. And I expect to talk about the upcoming super match in the next segment of Sports Overnight America, in which we will bring in an interview with Chris Cyborg Santos. Cyborg Santos, we'll talk about her. Of course, she is the young lady. I guess some people will call her young lady. Other people will call her the cyborg. You know, the cyborg is somebody that's sort of like built up like, you know, like a $6 million man, half machine and half man. Well, she's half man maybe and half woman. I mean, because she looks like she needs to shave about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. I kid you not. This chick, but she's a mean, mean chick, and she can fight, and she's strong. And she was caught on steroids a couple of years ago by the California State Athletic Commission. So we're going to get into that in the next segment as far as the super fight is concerned. But let's go with the rest of the results as far as UFC 184 emanating from the Staples Center, home of the Los Angeles Lakers. The hapless Lakers, may I add. Holly Holm, young lady out of Albuquerque, New Mexico, defeated Raquel Pennington. It was a split decision, 29-28, one way, 28-29, the other way. And it means one judge had Pennington winning. And the third judge had it 30-27 for the USC debut of Holly Holm. Of course, Albuquerque, New Mexico is what she called home. And she went like 38-2 as a boxer. And one of those losses, I was a ring announcer in Albuquerque, New Mexico. I think we did that one at the Pit or at one of the casinos there. And she quit because she got cut under the eye. So tonight she got banged up a little bit MMA style. She's like 7-0. She had 6 knockouts coming in. But she won on a split decision. I don't know if she's ready for Ronda Rousey, but then again, is anybody ready for Ronda Rousey? Here's somebody that might be ready for Ronda Rousey because he fights at 170 pounds, and he's a male. Jake Ellenberger lit up Josh Koscheck. Josh Koscheck sat across from me about about a year and a half ago, 18 months ago, maybe it was 2 years ago. He hasn't won a fight since, like, President Clinton was in office, okay? But he was a loser tonight, a north-south choke. Second round, 4 minutes and 20 seconds. Might be the end of Mr. Koscheck. Of course, Fresno, California is what he calls home, but I used to like to see him on TMZ when he was kicking it with all the chicks down there in Hollywood and looking good because he was a suicide blonde. Now, what's a suicide blonde? What is a suicide blonde? That's what you're asking, right? Died by his own hands. Get it? 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. So Ellenberger moving up in the 170-pound welterweight division. Josh Koscheck moving out. A couple other fights on the card worth talking about. Man, Roan Carnero, looking pretty good, beat up Mark Munoz. Mark Munoz, of course, the Filipino wrecking machine, getting wrecked now. Hasn't won a fight against probably since Reagan was president. Technical submission, rear naked choke, first round, a minute and 40 seconds in. It's probably time for the Filipino wrecking machine to hang it up. Sorry, but it's just time. You know, and it's tough to say this, especially when you know guys. I mean, because, you know, then they read about it or read about what you say or hear about what you say on the radio and this. Then you see them at events, you know. I remember Luisito Espinoza, this Filipino world boxing champion. I said he should retire, and I submitted all this paperwork to the California State Athletic Commission about 10, 15 years ago saying that he shouldn't be fighting at his advanced age and this and that. And he, like, he hated me for the rest of his life. The guy just, like, hated me, okay, because he thought I denied him the opportunity of being knocked out, like, 5 times in a row. But straight up, you've got to know when to go. You've got to know when to go. And Mark Munoz, the Filipino wrecking machine, he's got to go. You're tuned to Sports Byline USA, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Bellator MMA. Friday night Spike, of course. Spike TV. Speaking of Spike TV, they're going to do boxing. And NBC is doing boxing. And CBS is doing boxing. And PBS, no, not PBS. You are tuned to Sports Byline USA, Sports Overnight America, 1-800-878-7529. My original theme of like 30 years ago, armed and extremely dangerous, as I was with the San Francisco police. You're tuned to Sports Byline.
Healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Insphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Health insurance is on everybody's mind right now. You either don't have it, or you have it and you think it's too expensive. And you probably feel like you don't have any options. We can help. We are the Health Markets Insurance Agency. We offer health insurance plans from major carriers nationwide and likely have a plan that can save you money. Whether you're self-employed, on a COBRA plan that's about to expire, or you simply don't have health insurance where you work and you need it, the Health Markets Insurance Agency can help you. Our agents will help you find coverage you can afford. Health Markets Insurance Agency is an authorized agency in all 50 states, including the District of Columbia. Plans may not be available in all states. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
This is your sports update on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. My name is Itaco Man, Johnny Taco. Number one ranked, Kentucky. Good Lord, these guys are great. 29-0 now. Smoked number 18, Arkansas, 84-67. They clinched the Southeastern Conference title, and I think they won like their 46th league title. 46. It's like John Wooden stuff. You remember UCLA? I mean, it's like record stuff. This is amazing for the Kentucky program. It's straight up the number one ranked team, 29 and zip. They are, without a doubt, the best team in the NCAA. Duke got duked by Syracuse tonight at home, 73-54. Kansas over Utah, 69-64. Arizona, beat hapless Utah, 63-57. In the NBA, their finals. San Antonio 101, Phoenix 74, Milwaukee 75, coming up short against the Utah Jazz at Utah, 82-75, Brooklyn 104-94, winners over Dallas, and the Memphis, of course, good old Memphis, not much of a team there, 101-97 over the Minnesota Timberwolves, and the Atlanta Hawks, probably the second best team in basketball, 93-91 winners over Miami. That is your sports update on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Now listen. We're talking combat sports because that's what's happening tonight, okay? That's what's happening next week. We don't want to talk about no golf or anything like that because Fights are becoming back to major television network. But first, we've got to get through with the UFC. And of course, Kat Zagano coming up short tonight to Ronda Rousey. How short? 14 seconds. A Syrian peak could have lasted longer, okay? I'm serious. I'm telling you, 14 seconds. Okay, that's how dominant Ronda Rousey is. Now, Ronda Rousey, the best fighter pound for pound in all of MMA, of course, is probably the super fight with her is going to be with her and Chris Cyborg Santos. Now, Cyborg Santos, of course, has changed her name because when you look up Cyborg Santos, you get articles like mine talking about how she cheated and took steroids for many a long time, okay? Many turns of the Roman calendar, okay? And she was from Brazil, and of course, a lot of people down there juiced it up. But she had, like, shoulders like a man and pecs like a man, and she looked like a man. I called her like a she-male. And without the sex change operation, they should have checked her chromosomes like that chick that was running track in Europe a few years ago. Remember her? She's like had those male chromosomes. They had to pull her out. She was like hermaphrodite or something like that. They got to check this chick out. Seriously. Anyway, straight up, you are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And Chris Cyborg Santos wants to fight Ronda Rousey. And of course, this sets up the big fight, the huge fight, probably at the end of the year, say 2016, early 2016, make it the New Year's Eve card in Las Vegas, Ronda Rousey and Chris Cyborg Santos. Now, Ronda, you know, she deals with the steroid issue in a different way.
You know what? As long as she fights at 135 pounds, I don't care if she's injecting a horse semen into her eyeballs. You know, I'm going to beat that girl regardless, and I'm going to prove a point that you don't need to dope to win. If they want to test her extra, fine, you know. Go ahead and do that. But regardless, I'm going to beat that girl to the ground.
What an attitude that chick has. I mean, she has a horrible attitude. She just does regarding opponents. She's like, and you know what? If you diss her, like on Facebook or something like that, she'll jump right back in your face. Like I told you, she beats up men on a regular basis. And she's got a boxing coach. Of course, in her last two fights, she knocked out both opponents boxing. Okay, prior to the armbar, returning to the armbar. But prior to that, it was everybody by armbar, like 7-0, 7 armbars. I think one girl lasted into the third or the fourth round. It was Miesha Tate. But outside of that, man, nobody can get out of the first round with Ronda. And now again tonight, couldn't get out of the first round. Now, Chris Cyborg Santos, a world of controversy involving this woman I call the she-male. Roll it.
Todd Grisham standing by with Chris Cyborg Justino, an impressive 46-second win tonight over Charmaine Tweet. How easy was it for you in there?
You know, it's not easy because we trained before a lot, and they train all year. And, you know, going inside the cage, you have to try the best, and I'm glad it's fast. But I'm ready for 5 rounds, and they train hard every day. But I'm happy, excited for getting my belt again. Yeah.
Now you made the weight yesterday at 145 pounds. What do you weigh right now?
Maybe 6'5", I'm 70, yeah.
She put on 15 to 20 pounds after a fight. In order to fight Ronda Rousey, they say you probably need to cut down to 135 pounds. Yeah. How difficult will that be for you if you ever are able to do it?
Until now, I have a diet coach, and he worked with me, with my team. Maybe end of the year, I can make 135, I don't know, 100%, because I want to be prepared and be strong. I don't want to make 135, no good. But you work about this and be well. We have surprise soon.
Ronda Rousey says she doesn't want to meet you halfway at a catchweight. She thinks you're a cheater. She said other bad things about you. How does that make you feel?
Yeah, of course, you know, of course. She's running from me, the beginner in strike force when I'm champion. She's have 60% of her fights all 145, and she's run for 135. And I don't care what she says, but when I make 135, she cannot say anything. You know, I'm not cheating. You know, I did a mistake. I think everybody know perfect make mistake, and I already prove. You know, I'm clean and I'm ready for fight her anytime.
If that fight does happen, what would it mean to this sport?
I think it's good because, you know, Ronda, she's making good things for women's MMA. I'm not here just for me, you know. I'm here for women's MMA, growing this sport. Anyway, I started almost 10 years, I'm fight. And when I want to help grow and have more divisions. And I think big event for everybody, all fans, all girls.
And what would that, if that fight does take place, what kind of fight would it be? What would the outcome be?
Man, 100% I try to knock out her, 100%.
Well, there you have it, a knockout guaranteed by Chris Cyborg if the fight ever happens. And according to Ronda Rousey, it will have to happen at 135 pounds. Congratulations again on your victory.
Thanks so much.
Now, that's a chick that sounds about as feminine as Fred Flintstone. I mean, doesn't she? I mean, that didn't sound like a guy to you? Come on. The guy in the other room said, is that the girl? Yeah, it's a girl, like I called her, the she-male. Check her for chromosomes. I'm telling you, male chromosomes. We know about the steroids. Check her for the male chromosome. She sounds like a man. She looks like a man. Go to my website, ringtalk.com, R-I-N-G-T-A-L-K, ringtalk.com. Look at the picture of her. Look at the picture of her, and you tell me that's a chick. I mean, she's got breasts, but that's about it. I know guys that have breasts, okay? I'm telling you. She is not, there's something, I just don't know, but there's something amiss there. Of course, that's going to be the super fight. I'll probably break all MMA records as far as pay-per-views concerned. It'll beat UFC 100. I think that was Brock Lesnar and Cain Velasquez. But, yes, it will beat all the records, I think, in MMA. And Ronda Rousey, just the queen of MMA, no doubt about it. Now, let's talk about last Saturday night in Brazil. My man, Frank Mir, sat across from me, of course, it's about a year ago, the former two-time UFC heavyweight champion, a loser of almost, I think, three or four straight. And people were saying, you know, it was time for him to hang it up. But he went down to Brazil and took on the model. I'm talking about Antonio Silva. The guy looks like a gorilla. Remember Magilla Gorilla? Probably not. Think King Kong. Think King Kong and then think less handsome. That's how good-looking Antonio Silva is. Now, I don't mean to cap on the guy, but I've got to give you an illustration of what's going on here. Okay, the guy's like 6'4". He, you know, he's got a jaw that's like about 19 inches wide. He looks like a gorilla. When I was with him in an elevator in San Jose at a hotel, I think it was a Fairmont, I was just in awe of how freaky this guy looked. And, of course, he was supposed to lick Frank Mir like a stamp. Because, you know, Frank had not won a fight in about a couple of years. And, you know, he was thinking to be, Frank's done. Because Frank got himself in some great shape for some of those fights, but he couldn't pull the trigger against Daniel Cormier. Couldn't pull the trigger. I mean, he tried and tried and tried, but it wasn't there. He wasn't pulling it, and that's a sign of getting old. And, of course, he's been around, had that motorcycle wreck that brought him out of the game of he was UFC champion. That took him away from the championship for a couple of years, out of fighting for a couple of years, but he recovered. And guess what? What he did, knocking out Antonio Silva, they call him Giant Silva, what he did was, he did it with boxing 101. Are you listening to me, MMA fans? He did it with boxing 101. When Pedro knocked out Danny Capello in the 1983 Golden Gloves, I jabbed him and hooked off the jab, and boom, he was down for a 20 count. At least 20, okay? Anyway, bottom line was he didn't finish the fight. He finished it on his butt. What I'm trying to tell you is this is real stuff. And when you get dropped like that, you just don't know. Your entire world comes to an end. But he hooked off the jab, and he dropped the Giant Silva, call him what you want, the giant, the gorilla, whatever, and that was it. He jumped on him with punches and some elbows, and guess what? It was all over a minute and 40 seconds in. Francisco Mir III is back in the UFC top 10, deserves to be there, has all the records. Look at the numbers. He's got him. Most submissions, most fights, most wins. He's got him. The stats are there. Had that motorcycle accident not occurred, Frank Mir, who knows where Frank Mir might have went as far as the world of UFC is concerned. But he's back. He's in the top 10. And, of course, he's a game, live underdog to defeat the thought-to-be-unbeatable Cain Velasquez, the regular UFC heavyweight champion. That's for 205 pounds or better and 265 pounds or less. Okay, but Cain Velasquez injured. Fabrice Verdum is the interim champion. They've got to hook it up before anything else can happen. But I'm telling you, Frank Mir is a live underdog because if he can hook off that jab, he can knock Cain Velasquez out. I watched Junior Dos Santos rattle Cain Velasquez's cage at the beginning of the second fight, and he couldn't finish him, but he rattled him and he wobbled him, okay? He can be wobbled early. His chin is not all that good. He's not invincible. He's an amazing athlete, but cardio-wise, no doubt about it, offensively without a doubt, but taking it on the chin, who knows, you know, until you get cracked with elbows and things like that, ferocious and violent elbows, and I think that's what Frank Mir would throw. Elbows, hooking off that jab, I think Frank Mir possibly beats Cain Velasquez if and when that fight ever happens. Edson Barzosa coming up short in a lightweight, about 155 pounds, against Michael Johnson. Sam Alvey, probably still a night at middleweight, defeating Cesar Ferrara of Brazil. Ferrara came in like a prohibitive favorite, but he knocked him out in punches. And 3 minutes and 34 seconds into round number one. Straight up, I was impressed with the Fox Sports 1 card. You've got to be. The fights lately on the UFC channel, and of course, that's what I'm talking about, Fox Sports 1, have been pretty good. Bellator, well, we'll talk about Bellator after the break. Of course, we're also talking about the boxing game. Boxing coming back to NBC March the 7th. Keith Thurman and the ghost, Robert Guerrero, in the main event. Robert, one of my favorite guys from the garlic capital of the world, Gilroy, California. The former champion at like 126, 130, 135, 147. I mean, kid's an accomplished athlete, losing only to Floyd Mayweather of late. So I'm telling you, Floyd Mayweather, he says Guerrero's a live underdog against his buddy Keith Thurman. We'll see. March the 7th, NBC going prime time from Las Vegas. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. So in this next segment, I will close out combat sports. Of course, this will be combat sports segment brought to you by Alchemy Water. Don't forget, A-L-K-A-M-E, alchemywater.com. There is a difference in the water you drink. This is Sports Byline USA, iHeart, Sirius XM Satellite Radio, and of course, sportsbyline.com.
iHeartRadio, an app so powerful, it holds 20 million songs from 450,000 artists, thousands of the best live radio stations, custom stations, and stations created just for you. It's anywhere and it's everywhere. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
Spectacular unspoiled beauty, towering glaciers, and abundant wildlife are just a few of the many highlights on YMT Vacation's 12-day Grand Alaskan Tour and Cruise, including Denali National Park. Offering spring and summertime departures, your adventure begins as you travel the park's highway to Talkeetna. Visit the Iditarod Sled Dog Headquarters near Wasilla, enjoy the vistas of Mount McKinley, and with over 6 million acres of majestic beauty, Denali National Park. Then, it's time to relax on your seven-night cruise aboard Norwegian Cruise Line Sun. Prices start at only $1,699 plus tax and includes hotel, cruise, and much more. Low-cost airfare available, too. Plus, for a limited time, ask how you can save up to $1,000 per couple. For reservations and details, call YMT Vacations at 1-888-400-5770. That's 1-888-400-5770. Or check out ymtvacations.com.
The experts at web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Can't get enough sports? Join your fellow fans at SBNation.com for all the best sports news, conversation, and opinion. Love your team? Love your town? SB Nation's 300-team regional and sports-centric communities are built just for you. Over 500 of the nation's best sports writers and 35 million fans all gathered in one place, telling you the stories, sharing the opinions, and bringing you the news that matters to you most in sports. Whatever your sports passion, we've got a home for it. SBNation.com. Your team, your community.
Check it, 40 minutes past the hour. This is Sports Overnight America, the weekend edition. Really? Saturday night. Of course, the end of February 2015. Who would think that, you know, the Super Bowl is done? I mean, for 2015, of course, the world of boxing is coming alive like it hasn't in maybe 25 or 30 years. I mean, boxing is living and dying at the same time. And how do I say that? Well, I'll tell you. Before I get to some of the results of the weekend, Tyson Fury, the undefeated heavyweight, over in the UK, 6'7", appeared on the show about 18 months ago. He remained undefeated. We'll talk about that. But, you know, Boxing, the life of it. I mean, it's coming back to TV. And when it's on TV, that means it'll work. I'm telling you, because TV is what turns the wheel. Because, you know, you get local guys. All of a sudden, they need local guys. They need guys like Pete Fernandez to fight out of San Francisco and Assyrian Pete to fight out of Concord and people like this. And they need local guys in order to have people in arenas. Because you can't have empty arenas. You know what I mean? You've got to have a live gate of some kind. And live gates are generated, for the most part, by Latino and Hispanic and white fighters. Black fighters, they don't do all that well. As far, you know, Floyd Mayweather is the exception. You know, the elite fighters, there's the exception to the rule. But for the most part, if you're a good black fighter, you got it extra tough. Eric Martin, my former buddy, they called him the fighting garbage man, but because he was a garbage man for the Sunset Scavenger Company here in the city by the bay after he retired. But when he was a solid professional. Let me tell you how they did this guy. I got it before. I'll get off sidetrack a little bit here. But they had a 12-round fight for him in Las Vegas in which he beat this guy for the ESPN title. And you know what they did? They called it a draw after 12 rounds, and they made him fight a 13th round. After the 12th round was over, they said like 10 minutes later, after the score has been announced, they go, you got to fight another round. And then he beats the guy in the last round, and they still job him. What I'm trying to say is, unless you've got the right complexion and the right connection, this is still the fight game. There's no doubt about it, okay? So boxing's coming back, NBC television, get to that card in just a second. Of course, Spike TV's, they're going to do a series, which is great. CBS is getting back in the mix. Can ABC be too far behind? And they're, of course, they were the wide world of sports. They were like the premier network back in the day. Howard Cosell, Keith Jackson. Pedro appeared on ABC a couple of times, screaming in the first reel. You could hear my big mouth at the Bobby Chacon fight up there in Sacramento. Go to the body, Bobby! Go to the body! Yeah, that's how good those fights were back in the day, the 80s. Remember? Bobby Chacon, Roberto Duran, Sugar Ray Leonard, Thomas Hearns, Marvin Hagler, Floyd Mayweather? I don't think so. We'll talk about that, but I just don't think so. If you think Floyd's a stuff, tell me why. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. But if you think Floyd is really it, Floyd is the stuff, let me know, okay? As I said, boxing's living. Spike TV and all the networks getting involved. Boxing dying. The Northern California Golden Gloves. Originally, there were four cities that hosted the Golden Gloves. It was, I believe, St. Louis, New York, Chicago, and San Francisco. And being a four-time Golden Glove champion, I mean, you know, I fought in front of some empty houses, and I fought in front of some full houses. So we drew on occasion very well. In fact, in the early days, back in the 70s, the Golden Glove was always Golden Gloves. The finals were always sold out. And, yes, that was Pedro scalping tickets down there on the corner of Market Street for the people coming up, taking the bus, making some money. Okay, that's how hot a ticket was, the Golden Glove finals. Everybody wanted to be there. It was the hot ticket of the year as far as sports in San Francisco is concerned, okay? But those days went away when the sponsorship of the then afternoon newspaper, San Francisco Examiner, went away. And why did it go away? Because Sonny Morrison, a guy that was stripped of his powers as president of the Northern California Amateur Boxing Federation for corruption, and the late Otis Grimble, a Sacramento policeman who blew his brains out, they tried to basically extort, strong-arm the Examiner. And the Examiner said, take your tournament and go with it. And they took it, and the Golden Gloves sort of died. And every year thereafter, it was a little bit less and a little bit less. And, you know, when I won my last title back in 1986, good Lord, second Open Championship, four championships in all, as far as the Golden Gloves were concerned. But when I won and went back in 1986, I think it was in front of like 1,800 people, which was a sin as far as the Golden Gloves were concerned. But they were taken out of San Francisco. I mean, I won titles in the Concord Pavilion, that famed arena over there, where that, you know, everybody as far as musical concerts are going to say, everybody from Journey to, I don't think Elvis played there, but just about everybody's played at the Concord Pavilion. And I went undefeated there, won a couple of Golden Glove titles, and won another one in Alameda, and then won my fourth title here in San Francisco. And I consider that one very, very special. It was an open championship, which means the elite status of the Golden Gloves, but it was here in San Francisco. So when the Golden Gloves started to die, and, you know, I mean, they were dropping it as far as a franchise was concerned. And people in L.A., they were stepping up, and they sort of had the power. You saw the Golden Gloves slipping away. Well, guess what? Last week, the tournament that I won four times is in Visalia, California. Visalia. That's right. The Golden Gloves are in Visalia. Of course, a couple of fighters did well. We'll talk about that on Ring Talk Live Worldwide Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific time on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. But, you know, the Northern California Fighters, they don't have the Golden Gloves anymore. An institution is gone. The only gym in the San Francisco Bay Area that doesn't charge kids to go to is the Ring of Honor. I think they've got a gym in Brisbane, California, and one in the Crocker Amazon Park out there off Geneva Avenue in the Excelsior District, okay? Outside of those guys, everybody's charging. Get this, $75 for a kid to go to the gym. That's in the city by this bay, $75. New York City, $100. How the heck can an aspiring amateur like myself, okay, how can you go to the gym? How can you do it? How can you afford it? I couldn't have afforded that kind of money or the equivalent of that kind of money back in the day. I just couldn't. I couldn't. It was like, I just couldn't. Okay, it was $10 a month at Newman's for like, I don't know, about 20, 25 years. Half the time, Billy Newman didn't even bother collecting dues off the amateurs. He just didn't care. It wasn't a big thing for him because he was running SF boxing on the backside, on the underbelly of it. Okay, but it wasn't a big thing. So we got by not paying gym dues. Then Don Stewart came along and he started to charge people a little bit more. But, you know, outside of a couple of years there, close to 20 I spent in the gym, I probably paid gym dues maybe 2 out of 20. So it was a free gym. Ring of Honor has a free gym. I walked into the Mission District, once the hotbed of boxing as far as Latinos and Mexicans here in San Francisco, went into a gym, saw a bunch of, what do they call them, hipsters? I saw a bunch of hipsters and people, yeah, that's serious. Hipsters, they were boxing, doing their blue-collar thing. And I said, do you have a children's program? And that guy said, yeah. And I said, right on, because I want to talk about this coast-to-coast on the radio. Talk to me about it. He goes, well, it's $75 a month. What? $75 a month. Let me tell you, $75 a month, Dr. Smith Ketchum, the doctor that was with the California State Athletic Commission, that gave us free physicals for like 20 years, he's retired. So you've got to pay for your own physical now. You've got to pay for your license. You've got to pay for your shoes. You got to buy a good mouthpiece. Do I need to keep going? Trunks, shirt, maybe a robe, headgear. You got to have your own headgear. Can't use anybody else's one of those public headgears because they don't fit right. And then when you get hit, they get turned around. You get blindsided by a boom, and you're out. Okay? So you've got to buy your own equipment. A cup. You don't want to wear somebody else's cup. All this stuff costs money. Where's a kid from the hood going to get it? It ain't happening no more. The police athletically, they've abandoned people as far as the minorities in the hood. They just don't. That's why you don't see black kids boxing, per se. If they had the opportunity, if there were gyms, it would happen. Why is it Latinos are migrating to the gym? Because there's some gyms in their areas. Okay? The bottom line is the PAL gyms, the hard luck gyms, I used to call them, they're just not there anymore, okay? They're just not there. So there's the good and the bad as far as boxing is concerned. Let's talk about today's results. Tyson Fury, undefeated heavyweight, 24-0, a 6'7" lummox. Actually, he's a gypsy. He's an Irish gypsy, which means he, like, lives in a mobile home, and he travels all around Europe. Does that sound like a cool life to you? I don't think so. Living in a mobile home. Anyway, he's a gypsy. You know, the guys that here in the States, like, they try to fix your dents at the car wash and at the bank and that kind of stuff. They try to fix it with, like, plaster of Paris, that kind of, you know, instead of Bondo, they use plaster of Paris. And then, of course, when the rain comes, your body work just goes away with the rain, okay? And, of course, those are the guys telling fortunes. But this is Tyson Fury in the U.K. and his people. He's, like, king of the gypsies. That's what they call him. 24-0, beat a guy today, and it wasn't much. He was a 15-1 underdog. The guy couldn't fight, couldn't lick a stamp if you wet his tongue, okay? But neither can Tyson Fury. If he was a 6'7", I could beat him. He's not much. The skills just aren't there. Forget all the hype you hear out of the U.K. and Ireland and places like that. This guy is not much. All he is big. And big doesn't make it in the heavyweight division. Not today, because he's going to take on Vladimir Klitschko. He says he'd rather take on undefeated for like 11 years now, the WBO and recognized world heavyweight champion Vladimir Klitschko, of course, originally out of the Ukraine, now fighting down in Germany. He wants to fight him instead of Deontay Wilder, the undefeated WBC title holder, like 33-0 with 32 KOs. He doesn't want to fight the American because he doesn't want to lose for less change. If he fights Klitschko, it's a bigger fight. It's big money. That's why that fight's going to happen. I'll talk about Klitschko and Tyson Fury. That is the next big heavyweight title fight. It'll happen in Germany. They'll sell like 80,000 tickets. And you know what? Klitschko's a superstar over there. Disrespect him, not like him here. The bottom line is, he is the world heavyweight champion. Upcoming, we've got the sports update on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, iHeartRadio, SiriusXM Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network, TuneIn.com, Stitcher.com, iTunes.com, and of course, the great SportsByline.com.
Attention, if you've had hip replacement surgery and suffered any complications, you need to listen to this important legal alert. Major manufacturers have made billions of dollars available to award legal claims for defective hip implants. Thousands of these defective hip implants have been recalled by various manufacturers. If you've had hip surgery and suffered complications, you may be entitled to receive significant compensation to help you deal with your complications. You may be eligible to receive money to help with medical expenses, lost wages, and pain and suffering. Protect yourself by hiring an experienced trial attorney. Our partner law firms are experts in hip replacement surgery lawsuits. Find out now if you're eligible to receive any of the $2.5 billion hip settlement fund. Call now for free information. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. That's 800-296-1360.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
This is your Sports Byline update. Of course, Sports Overnight America on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We're talking NCAA basketball, BYU, 3-point winners over Gonzaga. Gonzaga ranked number 3 coming in. Guess what? That's a pretty huge upset. BYU winning tonight at Gonzaga. Gonzaga's been struggling the last couple of games, but straight up, they were losing tonight 73-70 to BYU. Arizona, a winner over Utah, 63-57. BSU beat San Diego State University, 56-46. And of course, Syracuse came up short against Duke, 73-54. That was at Duke. And of course, in the NBA, what can I say? The Atlanta Hawks just continue to roll. We'll talk about that in hour number two. The NBA is going to be one of our prime subjects in hour number two. So you'd like to join us to talk NBA. And of course, we'll talk about the passing of Anthony Mason as well. I mean, man, that's tough. Leonard Nimoy might bring that up as well. Open phone lines coast to coast, all across America, Canada, Puerto Rico. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Reggie Bush in the news, but before we go to all that kind of good stuff, one more boxing note before we go. It's been 20 years, February 25th, since then middleweight champion Gerald McCullen went across to the UK and fought Nigel Benn in a WBC super middleweight title fight. Anyway, he was crippled in the fight. He had knocked Benn out of the ring in the first round. I thought the fight was over, but he had a poor corner, and the referee was working against him in the entire fight, allowing fouls to happen. I mean, a lot of fouls. Anyway, at the end of the day, Gerald McCullen was crippled. I'm talking about blind. I'm talking about partially deaf, paralyzed, couldn't walk, walks with a walker. Now, 20 years later, we're going to do a benefit, I believe, in Freeport, Illinois. March the 28th, Pedro hosted the last benefit for Gerald McClellan. That was with Jerry Cooney, the former heavyweight title challenger. I guess that was about 15 years ago. So it's been 20 years since Gerald McClellan fell victim to some bad officiating as a cripple because of that. Some people say he was a bad guy. Check out the story I did on him, ringtalk.com. That's RingTalk, ringtalk.com. So we've got another hour to go on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network as far as the Sports Overnight America Weekend Edition is concerned. You could talk NBA, talk a little Tiger Woods. Remember I said Tiger Woods was done? You guys laughed at me. Remember, yeah, he's done. Stick a fork in him. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Reggie Bush will bring that up. Of course, the former Heisman Trophy. Then he had the Heisman taken away. And, of course, there was the Giftgate thing with USC. And now he's been – we'll talk about Reggie Bush. Best thing Reggie ever did was when he was walking down the path with Kim Kardashian. That was something. That was worthy. That was worthy. Outside of that, I don't know. Reggie's married to another lady and has got a kid. But we do have open phone lines coast to coast. You want to talk sports? This is the place. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Peyton Manning. We'll talk Peyton. Is Peyton going back? Will Peyton be back with the Broncos? Will he be there this year? They're trying to restructure. Remember that deal he signed, like, in 2010 was like $150 million or something like that. Some incredible amount of money. Well, the guy's like 38 years old. I think he'll be 39 in like a week or the 2nd of March. He'll be like 39 years old. Another guy, stick a fork in him. I can't believe he wants to continue. I really can't. I mean, when you've attained a level of greatness, you know, and then you're slipping and sliding, why be average? I never understood that. You know, when guys got close to me, when guys were hitting me, when guys were beating me, when I was fighting, okay, I knew it was time to get out. You know when it's time to get out. Why is it the athlete's the last one to know it? I knew it. My mom said, keep fighting. I said, Mom, you're out of your mind. For the one time my mother was wrong in her life. All across America, Sports Overnight in America with the Taco Man, Johnny Taco, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. We're done with the world of combat sports, having done boxing and MMA this hour. Of course, boxing coming back to NBC. The UFC coming back big time tonight. Of course, UFC 184. What can I say? Ronda Rousey, 14 seconds. It's all over, folks, for Kat Zagano. 14 seconds. 14. I could have lasted longer. I remember that one time I engaged Ronda at the HP Pavilion. They call it whatever they call it down there, the Shark Tank in San Jose. Okay, so I engaged her. We're sitting there talking. I said, you know, standing up, I think I can do okay with these shoes, but on the ground, I'd kill you. She was right. You're tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Open phone lines. Another hour of live sports all across America. Sports Over America, the weekend edition, behind the screen, Mr. Assyrian Peak.
USA Radio News, I'm Richard Strong. A gruesome shooting spree in Missouri.
The motive for the killing has yet to be determined. All of the victims' residences are located within a 3-square-mile radius of Tyrone.
7 victims, all killed by Joseph Aldridge, who then killed himself.
In our job, we see a lot of bad stuff, and this is bad. This is also hard on the police officers who are working that there. It's not natural to see that sort of thing.
One more person was found dead, Aldridge's mother, who passed away from natural causes before the shooting started. Police believe her death may have driven Aldridge to the crime spree. That's from the Conservative Political Action Conference today, announcing its preferred candidate for president.
The winner of the CPAC 2015 presidential straw poll is Rand Paul.
And this is USA Radio News.
As a young teenage boy, I didn't even know what autism was. How do you even spell that? A few years later, I heard that a friend's cousin's son had been diagnosed with autism.
I still wasn't sure what that really meant.
When I went to college, my roommate's brother had autism.
When I moved to the city for work, my best friend called me and told me his son had been diagnosed with autism. We were both in shock. I still remember the day I walked into the house and saw that look on my wife's face. I knew something was wrong. I'll never forget how I felt when she said, "Our son has autism."
Autism is getting closer to home. Today, one in 68 children is diagnosed with autism. That's about a 30% increase in 2 years. Learn more at autismspeaks.org/signs. Early diagnosis can make a lifetime of difference. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Is there now a more effective treatment for Ebola?
We've heard of ZMapp because it was used on some of the healthcare workers who contracted Ebola working in West Africa. And Dr. Anthony Fauci at the National Institutes of Health says,
it's been given to some people, they survived, and it's been given to some people who haven't survived.
So now it's being tested in Liberia, where 200 people will be divided into groups. Some will get the standard care for Ebola, and others receive the ZMapp drug. If it works,
then you stop the study and you give it to everybody.
The NIH also hopes to test 5 other experimental treatments for Ebola. I'm Jackie Quinn.
In Pennsylvania, a judge has ruled that Rockne Newell's competent to stand trial for the shooting deaths of 3 people during a municipal meeting. Defense attorneys argued he had a long history of mental illness. He refuses to discuss what happened during the August 2013 meeting in Ross Township. Newell had lost his property. Authorities say he was seeking revenge. This is USA Radio News.
Would you wait several days for your shower to get hot? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? Flonase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? You can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
The days of $2 a gallon gas may soon be over.
Gas prices have jumped 12 cents over the past week to $2.40 a gallon, but better hurry up and fill the tank. GasBuddy.com says there's another bump coming next week.
The national average may race another 10 to 15 cents a gallon higher just over the next 7 days.
And senior oil analyst Patrick DeHaan explains why.
Refinery explosion, refinery maintenance, a switch over to cleaner-burning summer gasoline.
I'm Shelley Adler.
Overseas, the killing of Russian opposition leader Boris Nemtsov is raising alarms.
German Chancellor Angela Merkel is dismayed by Nemtsov's killing and is urging Russian President Vladimir Putin to ensure that the assassination is cleared up and the perpetrators brought to justice. She praised the opposition leader's courage in criticising government policies. And François Hollande's office says the French leader has denounced the odious assassination, describing Nemtsov as a courageous and tireless defender of democracy and a dogged fighter against corruption. Charles Siladesma, London.
And is the dress gold and white or black and blue?
Your friends probably have an opinion. It's now a worldwide debate. What are the true hues of a royal blue dress with black lace that, to many an eye, transforms in one photograph into gold and white? Optometry experts are calling the photo a one-in-a-million shot that perfectly captures how people's brains perceive color and contrast in dramatically different ways. I'm Martin DeCaro.
The dress is officially black and blue. I'm Richard Strong, USA Radio News.
If you're looking for the perfect dentist to fit your needs, you need to call the Find My Dentist hotline. We're a free service that finds quality local dentists matched exclusively to your needs. We've been helping customers just like you find the perfect dentist since 1986. Many people want to go to a dentist, but they don't know how to find one that's right for them. So we do all the searching for you. With thousands of quality dentists nationwide, whatever you need, we can help you. From basic services like getting your teeth clean to teeth whitening, getting dentures, braces, and more. Basically, if it involves your mouth, we can find the best dentist for you. We're here 24 hours a day to help, and we even have Spanish agents available. So call now. Call 800-503-3735. 800-503-3735. 800-503-3735. 800-503-3735. That's 800-503-3735.
J.
Check it. 6 minutes past the hour. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Sports Overnight America. Johnny Taco in front of the mic for the next hour. Hour two of two here on Sports Byline. Of course, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network. But guess what? You need to go to iHeartRadio.com. Download the iHeartRadio app. And you can take any of the Sports Byline shows that air. Myself, my show, Ring Talk Live Worldwide, the Boxing MMA show, the great Ron Barr, the godfather of the network, okay, his Sports Byline USA show. You can go to Sports Byline USA at iHeartRadio and download any of the shows. Take Sports Byline anywhere you go 24-7, right, on your smartphone or your tablet. Now, tonight, we're talking, of course, Peyton Manning. Maybe the Denver Broncos are trying to opt out of that contract. Maybe, you know, Peyton, of course, maybe he was talking about maybe not coming back for 2016. Talk about restructuring that deal. Reggie Bush will talk about Giftgate. Yeah, he's back in the news. Reggie Bush, unemployed. Kim Kardashian, she's still making money. I can't figure that one out. Bottom line, she's talentless. I never would forget what Barbara Walters said to her on TV. What do you do? I mean, what do you do? You have no talent. She has no talent. She's got a big booty, but that's about it. Straight up, we're talking NFL, of course. Talk about the Heisman Trophy winner. We'll talk about Russell Wilson. Can Seattle sign him? I mean, to a competitive contract and keep him happy and still make the pay cuts? I don't know. They're talking about maybe not. Maybe not. Maybe not. Maybe he'll be unhappy in Seattle. Of course, they are like a 6-1 favorite to win the Super Bowl next year. I don't know. Are they going to win again? I don't know. The 49ers? I don't think so. 49ers looking bad. 49ers without Harbaugh? Man, people in the Bay are like scratching their heads. The guy was a winner. Yeah, the guy was a freak, but he won. Who cares? Who cares about his personality? I mean, he had the heart stents put in, all that kind of good stuff. The guy's like a freak, a football freak. We needed him. Okay, best record of all 49er coaches for a couple of years, and he's gone playing in Michigan, coaching for Michigan, making millions. Ah! This is iHeartRadio, Sirius XM Satellite Radio, Sports Byline USA, open phone lines coast to coast. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. This is Sports Overnight America live on Sports Byline USA.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
It's time now for the Sports Byline Combat Sports Recap, brought to you by Alchemy Water.
That's right, there is a difference in the water you drink. How do I know? I drink Alchemy Water, A-L-K-A-M-E, alchemywater.com. It's got antioxidants, it's got it going on, folks, and I feel great. After a workout, I chug a bottle. Chug it in the morning, chug it in the evening. I live on Alchemy Water. Check them out, Alchemy Water, A-L-K-A-M-E, alchemywater.com. Your combat sports update, of course. Well, let's talk about last night. Friday night, of course, the Cyborg, Chris Cyborg Santos. Call her whatever you want as far as her name change is concerned. The steroid freak that she is, a girl that needs to shave by 4 o'clock in the afternoon, was a winner in 46 seconds over Charmaine Tweet. She got tweeted in like 46 seconds. She got knocked out. So then tonight, UFC 184, Ronda Rousey, the most prolific fighter in the world of MMA right now, the world 135-pound champ. What's she like, 10-0 now, straight up? Well, Kat Zingano lasted all of 14 seconds, right? 14 seconds. Kat came out. She went for it. Strong chick, smart chick, never lost a fight before, 9-0 coming in. She went for it, but guess what? Ronda hooked her up. You know, she went for the leg, Ronda went for the arm, 14 seconds into it, she couldn't believe that she tapped out. And I'm telling you, she was dropping F-bomb after F-bomb after F-bomb after F-bomb. She couldn't believe it. Her mind was blown. That's right, Ronda Rousey blows another opponent's mind. Now her and Cyborg Santos, that fight will probably happen the end of 2015, the early part of 2016, maybe the New Year's Eve card in Las Vegas, Nevada. Figure it to be the biggest fight in MMA history, and of course, women. Taking the center stage, taking it away from men, because you know what? They're pretty. They're easy to look at. Besides, who wants to see Cain Velasquez strip naked in Sports Illustrated magazine? Now, Ronda Rousey, that's a little bit different, and she looked awfully fine. Not hard to look at are all of the current MMA fighters for the most part, as far as the women are concerned. They all look good. They all got their little sexiness to them. Even the ones that look like they need to take a shave at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, like Chris Cyborg Santos. But Cyborg Santos, a winner. Ronda Rousey, a winner. Boxing next week, coming back. I thought it was a garden. Of course, I was getting confused. 1971, MSG, Madison Square Garden, Muhammad Ali and Joe Frazier hooking it up after Ali coming out of retirement. Of course, they got to take it back that 3.5 year when he had his title taken away from him. They wouldn't let him work. The U.S. government, of course, he beat that draft thing, and he came back, fought Joe Frazier, lost a 15-round unanimous nod in the fight, a battle of former heavyweight champions. Now, 40 years later, to the day, boxing comes back to the Peacock. NBC, that's right, NBC is going to come back with Boxing the 7th, live from the MGM Grand in Las Vegas. Keith Thurman, undefeated, welterweight, looking good at 23-0 to some people, 17 in KOs. I don't think he's the real deal. I don't think he's got the goods, okay? Robert Guerrero, Robert will test him. Robert will make him work. Guerrero's one of those guys, Andre Berto thought nothing of him. He knocked Andre Berto down in the first round. He beat on him like a drum. Okay, Guerrero is a mean, mean little guy. Nice guy outside of the ring. Nice guy with his family, his kids, and the community. When it comes to fighting, like Ronda Rousey, Robert Guerrero is all business. Adrian Broner on the card. He's taking on Carlos Molina Jr. Those are the two bouts. That'll be March the 7th, live on NBC television. Straight up, boxing coming back live on Spike TV. Of course, NBC, CBS is going to come with a couple of fights in a few weeks, and ABC can't be too far behind. That is your combat sports update brought to you by Alchemy Water. Once again, a difference in the water you drink. I kid you not. Go to alchemywater.com, A-L-K-A-M-E, alchemywater.com, and figure out exactly what I'm talking about. Straight up, the Dallas Cowboys putting that franchise tag on wide receiver Dez Bryant, and why not? I mean, the guy's the real deal. Put it this way, 20% of the time he catches the ball almost, like 19% of the time he catches the ball, it's for a touchdown. The guy's the real deal. He caught 88 passes last year for 1,320 yards, 16 TDs. He is the real deal. I kid you not, he's the real deal. So Jerry Jones, he's a creepy little guy. I met him a couple of times in Dallas. He's not one of my favorite guys. Got a lot of money. Owns the Cowboys, owns the stadium, owns everything in Dallas. You know, he was everywhere in Dallas but the grassy knoll. But, you know, Jerry's Mr. Connection down there. Had a couple of parties. Didn't all that impress me. Of course, he is the owner, and he says that Dez Bryant won't be upset having to play for a mere $13 million a year. Isn't that a crime? Is that a felony or what, folks? $13 million a year, he'll be the franchise, gets his franchise tags so he can't leave the franchise. But I'm telling you, Dez Bryant going to make some noise. He is the real deal. In 2014, he proved that. 16 TDs. Way to go. And if you smoke Jerry Jones for some more money, go do it. But anytime a guy touches the ball and 20% of the time is for a touchdown, you got to give him his props. On the flip side, running back DeMarco Murray, the Cowboys could care less. They said, hey, man, you want to take your act on the road? Don't let me kick you in the ass on the way out. So they're going to say goodbye to him, so he's your free agent come Monday. This is all going down Monday. Monday is like the signing deadline. If they don't sign everybody that's loose, they become free agents. Or they don't give them this franchise tax, they become free agents on Monday. So the move is on, and these people are far apart. So looks like DeMarco Murray is going to test his value in the free agent market. How about my man, Johnny Manziel, Mr. Rehab himself, not Mr. Football. I called him a drunk. You guys sent me some emails, thought it was a little bit inappropriate, this and that. Come on! The guy is a bona fide. He's been in rehab. And what do you think he went to rehab for? Come on. What did you think? It wasn't cocaine. It was, no, it was booze. The guy is a boozer, okay? Had a horrible season this year. What he's thrown for like 175 yards in his entire career. Big deal, okay? But guess what? They're not playing games there in Cleveland. They signed Josh McCown to a three-year deal. He's going to be their starting quarterback. They got Brian Hoyer as a third quarterback. And, of course, when they signed Johnny Manziel, they said something to the effect, we're trying to improve our quality at quarterback. Well, that didn't happen. And it's not going to happen under Johnny Manziel. Johnny Manziel's not going to deliver. Johnny Manziel is the white version of Jamarcus Russell. I don't mean that he's fat and lazy and out of shape. It's just that he's got some issues and he'll never raise to the top, never rise to the top as far as the NFL is concerned. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. You're tuned to Sports Byline, Overnight America, live on Sports Byline USA, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM Satellite Radio, TuneIn.com, Stitcher.com. We're all over the place. And of course, iTunes as well. Taking it as a break. In check.
Healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Insphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229. This is your sports update on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Let's talk NCAA basketball first. Number 3-ranked Gonzaga drops. Three-pointer, man. Great up. BYU on top there. BYU upsetting number 3 Gonzaga. And, of course, Gonzaga not playing great of late, but it was still like number 3. Utah came up short against Arizona State. That was 57-63. BSU, a winner over San Diego State University. It was 56-48. And Syracuse. Lost at Duke 73-64. One other game, Utah came up short, 5 points short against Kansas. Straight up, that's NCAA. As far as the NBA is concerned, NBA is going good. Kevin Garnett's back, but he got ejected tonight. So there's nothing new there. I mean, Kevin's got a bit of an attitude, and he's one of the most prolific players in the NBA. So give him his due. He talks a smack, but he gets it done as well. 101-74 winners were the San Antonio Rockets, San Antonio Spurs over the Phoenix Suns. 101-74. That's a smoking 25 points, 26 points. Milwaukee comes up short against the Utah Jazz, 82-75. Brooklyn won it, Dallas, 104-94. And Memphis winners over the Minnesota Timberwolves, 101-97. And the aforementioned Mr. Kevin Garnett throwing out of the game. That is your sports update brought to you by nobody tonight but Sports Byline USA. Of course, live worldwide, this is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, iHeartRadio, SiriusXM Satellite Radio. Now, of course, the American Forces, they want to say hi to all the troops out there. Of course, protecting U.S. interests all around the world. I want to say hello to them. But straight up, you can check us out on iHeartRadio and take us anywhere you go. Any of the shows on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, you just go to iHeartRadio.com. You can listen online, live online, delayed online, this show, Ring Talk, Sports Bylines, Ron Barr, Sports Byline USA with Ron Barr, the Rick Tittle Show in the morning, okay, Wrestling Observer Live. I mean, we've got all these great shows here, and they're all available at iHeartRadio. Just go to iHeartRadio.com and download the free app, and you can take any of these shows anywhere you go on your smartphone or your tablet. Everybody's in these tablets. Now, I have a computer and a smartphone. I'm lucky to operate that. But I'm telling you, straight up, that's the way to do it. Go to iHeartRadio.com, and they will take care of business for you. Let's go back to the NFL. Of course, Reggie Bush, USC, man, was he 2006 Olympic Heisman Trophy winner, number 2 pick in the draft. I mean, he came out of USC looking like the next O.J. Simpson, okay? Speaking of O.J. Simpson, we'll get to Ray Rice in a minute. But he signed with the Saints, spent a couple years there, Then he had, Giftgate came to light, and of course a lot of his wards were taken away. And in fact, you know, I got to say this, USC really bit it on this one, but I don't understand this one. How can you have, if you won the 2004 Orange Bowl, how can you have 2005 Orange Bowl, how can you have that taken away from you like 3 or 4 years later? How does that work? How does that work? Come on. You tell me, 1-800-878-7529. If you know, let me know. But how does that work? Anyway, Giftgate, let's look at his numbers, first of all. He's carried the ball 1,266 times for 5,485 yards, 4.3 average. Now, that's pretty good, 35 TDs. And receiving, he's done well as well. He's caught 18 TDs. I mean, receiving, he's got 3,489 yards at least. So he's got some good numbers, okay? But his numbers are falling off now. He's getting old. Let me tell you, there's a window of opportunity in the NFL, especially when it comes to running backs. They only have this window. It's like a 3 or 4 year window. I know. I watched Roger Craig, the great San Francisco fullback. Of course, man, he was the guy back in the day when the 49ers were winning those Super Bowls in the 80s, okay? I mean, he could move, come out of that backfield, do all kinds of crazy stuff. But there came a point in time about 3.5, 4 years into his run where he was just a millimeter slower. And when you're a millisecond slower, you can't hit that open hole. And you couldn't hit the open hole anymore. And all of a sudden, the guy that you thought was headed for the Hall of Fame was headed for retirement. So you've got to know when to go. Is it time for Reggie Bush to go? I think it is. I think it's time for Reggie to go. Reggie's big claim to fame in my life was, you know, banging Kim Kardashian like he did. You know, Kim's been around. And, of course, Kim made the scene as far as the pornos were concerned on YouTube. You know, when you debut on YouTube in a porno, and that's your big claim to fame, and then you go on to make millions of dollars with no talent, I got to know how you do that. She's not hooking per se, but sort of. Ronda Rousey, remember Ronda Rousey came on one of my shows and called her a skank. I had no problem with that. She is a skank, Kim Kardashian. Anyway, Reggie Bush in a world of trouble, having been cut by the Detroit Lions. That's like his third team. I think he was first with the Saints, and he went to Miami, and now the former Heisman Trophy guy is like unemployed. How do you figure he's unemployed? He won't turn 30 until next month, I think. So he's done at the age of 30. I try to tell you, this window, as far as ability is concerned, especially with running backs, is like 3 to 4 years. He's done his 3 to 4. I know he's made a bit of money. So if he's made a bit of money, it's time for Reggie to move on. Reggie, I just got to tell you, man, you got to move on. And how about my guy, Ray Rice? Remember Ray, Baltimore Ravens star, per se. You know, had that girlfriend with the glass jaw that got, you know, knocked out in the elevator. He hit her, and then she hit her head on the way down. And it caused the NFL to say, we're going to suspend you for a couple of games. And then the film came out, so they said, you know what? We've got to suspend them indefinitely. So then they did something that was unconstitutional. You can't penalize somebody. That's like double jeopardy here in the United States. Once they find you innocent, they can't retry you. They can't do it. Once they don't get a second bite of the apple. The NFL took a second bite of the apple with the commissioner. Of course, he's in the pocket of the owner of the Baltimore Ravens. That's what a lot of people think. But, you know, he made the decision to get rid of Ray Rice indefinitely. And since Ray Rice has been, his suspension was overturned by that judge and he's eligible to play, nobody wants to sign him. And I don't see why not. I mean, he's a decent player. Yes, did he do something stupid? Yes. Was it on TV? Yes. But in the 21st century, it's hard to do anything not on TV. You get into an elevator, they're watching you. You're picking. I know. I work security at different events. They got people like picking their nose in the elevator, celebrities and things like that, you know, making out in the elevator, doing all kinds of like sexy things in the elevator. And this is going on in buildings. OK, but people don't realize that they're on camera everywhere you go. I learned that in Las Vegas when I worked for the Imperial Palace Hotel. Somebody tried to sneak into my room. They showed me a picture of them later. It was some girl I was dating. And she was trying to rip off my stuff there at the Imperial Palace Hotel. But back to Ray Rice. Nobody wants to sign him. So now he's been saying, you know, I'm thinking about, I thought about suicide. I mean, I know why people commit suicide. Why? Because you knock your girlfriend around in a combative relationship. Now he's married to her. Okay. But you knock your girlfriend around in what is admittedly a combative relationship. And as a former policeman here in San Francisco, I've seen these. I've seen relationships where I've showed up where the neighbors have called us. And you go to a Syrian Pete's house, okay, and he's all beat up. And his old lady's all beat up. Or in his case, his old man's all beat up, okay? But I'm telling you, I mean, both people are all beat up, and they're saying, oh, we both fell down. I'm serious. We both fell down. But I went to a lot of fights, a lot of domestic violence cases like that. Both people, the male and the female, the male and the male, the female and the female, okay, they fight and they get combative. And Ray Rice was in one of these crazy combative relationships, okay? And the chick went after him. I don't think it was cool that he clicked her, but the way he clicked her. But, you know, let me tell you like this. If a chick is getting in your face and if she's throwing punches, I'm of the opinion that, you know, babe, you stepped over the line. So if you can step over the line, I can step back over the line, okay? Sorry, that's the way I saw things. When I used to bounce at nightclubs here in the city by the bay, okay, I used to bounce at the Guadalajara de la Noche. It was this big Mexican place on 24th Street back in the 80s, okay? And I was, like, knocking bums out because guys were getting drunk and acting the fool, okay? Chicks as well. Some chick grabbed me, hit me over the back of the head with a beer bottle. Needless to say, I didn't say thank you to her, okay? I clipped her a couple of times, then held her and handcuffed her and held her for the police. But now Ray Rice is thinking nobody wants to sign him. He wants to commit suicide. It's all over for him. You know, his wife and him are getting along. But outside of that, he doesn't think he's going to get signed. Well, I just have to say this. When you think of Ray Rice, think of O.J. Simpson. Okay? You know O.J., the guy that I interviewed back in, what, 2000 in Fort Lauderdale, Florida? Yeah, had him on the radio, put him in the corner, asked him off air a couple of things about the killings down there in L.A., and of course he didn't want to talk about that, but he talked about, you know, him being a superstar, and he wasn't in jail yet, and of course what they did to him in Nevada, O.J., that was a heist. They railroaded him. I know he's a creep. I know he murdered two people. But see, I go back to that thing where you can't get the second bite at the apple. He was acquitted. It was over. They acquitted him. Yeah, the civil case came back and found him negligent and that he did commit both homicides. I mean, it was pretty apparent when he came back from Chicago after boarding that late night flight and his hand was all cut up. And of course, when they asked OJ, how did you cut your hand? He said he was golfing. I don't know if too many other guys have been golfing. But anyway, OJ in prison probably for the rest of his life. Is it fair? No. But is it karma? Hell yes. Hell yes, you know it's karma. You know it's karma, okay? And of course, you got to say that the NFL, nobody really cares. OJ's still drawing that pension, can't take away his pension, can't take him out of the Hall of Fame. He's there forever. The juice. I remember him, Galileo High School here in the city by the bay. Then he went to the city college. I think in one game he ran for like 350 yards and like six touchdowns for City College. I kid you not. And then, of course, off to USC, a Rose Bowl, a Heisman Trophy, the real deal, the first-round pick of the Baltimore franchise. And then look what happened to him. He got hurt. He started doing commercials. He was doing movies. He was doing his thing. He was looking good. And then he went off and whacked his wife. And why did he whack his wife? Well, you know, it didn't help that she was I know you're going to think this is sexist and machismo, all that kind of good stuff. But, you know, if I had a crazy girlfriend, a nutty girlfriend that was capable of homicide, and she knew that O.J. was a nut. Everybody knew that O.J. was nut. When O.J. went off, especially when he was doing that blow, that Colombian dust, when he went nuts, he was nuts. I've been around him a few times, different fights, different events here in the city. When I was a cop, he would come back to Potrero Hill, where he was born. Okay, he'd go up there to the projects, to the gym on Potrero Hill, and he spent some time, but he was always coked up. Always coked up. And that coke, I think, drove him to a rage. That and the fact that his old lady was letting this young guy, you know, Ron Goldman, drive his Maserati around town. I'm telling you, there's certain things you just don't do. You don't throw gasoline on a fire. That's what was happening there. As far as OJ's concerned, he's done for life. Straight up, not one of my favorite guys. Am I happy he went to jail? Yes. Am I sad that it was under a bit of a heist? Yes, because I think the jurisprudence system here in the United States deserves better than that. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. We're talking NBA. We've got scores still to come, of course. Yeah, some big things in the NBA still going on. Of course, the National Basketball Association is going to celebrate 40 years this year with the Golden State Warriors coming back. They're putting this team back together. They'll be back in the Bay. I'll have them on this show, all of the guys, Clifford Ray, Rick Barry, Jeff Mullins. Of course, late Phil Smith, he's gone. You can't have him back. As I said, Clifford Ray. Man, we'll have all these guys, and it'll be wonderful. We'll bring you back to 1974-75 when Rick Barry carried a team all by himself, carried a bunch of, like, average guys to the NBA title. And guess what? Wes Unsell, Elvin Hayes, these great guys were then with the Washington Bullets. They were favored to smoke the Warriors. The Warriors weren't even supposed to be in the playoffs, let alone win the NBA Finals. So what happened? They won in four games. So we'll celebrate that beginning next week here on Sports Illinois America. That's right, 40 years, the championship of the NBA by the upstart Golden State Warriors, then owned by Frankie Muley. Al Addles, the coach. We hope to spend some time with Al and all of the still living 1975 Golden State Warriors. This is Sports Byline USA, open phone lines coast to coast. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Live all across America, Sports Byline Network, of course, Sports Overnight America, live on Sports Byline iHeartRadio.
Seriously. Everywhere, man. 20 million songs from 450,000 artists. iHeartRadio.
Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota.
I create my own radio stations.
iHeartRadio. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
I just can't handle the scene anymore. I wish I could find someone who's compatible with me and my values.
Come now. Keep the flame of hope burning. All you need is a visit to Geico.com, the one website devoted to ease, savings, and the long-lost art of chivalry. We'll take you by the hand and escort you through a free rate quote, shower you with policy managing and bill-paying tools, throw our coats down in mud puddles to protect your shoes, unless you think that'd be weird. Is that weird? For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com.
Taps on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Anthony Mason will talk about that. Of course, the former NBA star. Started with the New York Knicks, the most valuable sixth man back in the mid-1990s. And, of course, Dr. Spock, Leonard Nimoy. Of course, man, he shot to fame, of course. The show was only on for 3 years. People think that show was, like, on for an eternity. It was on for 3 years. It made it big in the movies, but as far as the TV crowd was concerned, it was on Friday night at 10 o'clock. Everybody was out at Friday night at 10 o'clock. They weren't watching Star Trek. But he passed away February 27th, and this was his last tweet at the age of 83. Okay, this came on Monday. Quote, Leonard Nimoy, "A life is like a garden. Perfect moments can be had, but not preserved, except in memory." Live long and prosper. Now, of course, that was his great line as far as Star Trek was concerned. But, man, you got to give it Leonard Nimoy. May he rest in peace. And as far as Mr. Mace is concerned, congestive heart failure at the age of 48, folks, 48 years old. Of course, he's had several surgeries, and I can't understand why they didn't, like, try to hook him up for a heart transplant. They give Dick Cheney a heart transplant, the most evil man on the planet. I mean, Darth Vader himself. He gets a heart transplant, and he's like 80 years old, and this guy's 48, and he can't get a heart transplant? What's going on with that? What's going on with that? Anyway, Anthony Mason, 48 years old, congestive heart failure. Let me tell you what congestive heart failure is for everybody. It's when your heart just starts getting weak, and it gets weaker, and it beats less and less and less. And if you're an athlete, especially a guy with an athletic heartbeat, I know my heartbeat, right now I run probably 3 to 4 times a week when I can. I swim. And my heart beats about 52 to 54 times a minute. That's good for my age, okay? Back when I was boxing, back in my prime, it was beating like 43 to 44 minutes. I kid you not, 43 to 44. So the heart, when it beats low for an athlete, which is good, but as you get older, and of course he was only 48 years old, you know, your heart is not supposed to, like, fall apart at the age of 48. It's supposed to last a lot longer than that, especially with medical science being the way it is here in the United States. So how did this guy die at the age of 48? He had several heart attacks, okay? I mean, it wasn't pretty. He played for the Knicks. And, in fact, Dave Itzkowitz, the CEO at Roc Nation, of course, they represent Kevin Garnett and many other athletes. Of course, that's a team put together by the Mr. Rapper himself, Jay-Z. Dave Itzkowitz says he was a part of New York's heart and soul, that he was one of the greatest human beings he ever met. And Dave's not one of those guys that goes over the top. He's not. He's very pedestrian when it comes to complimenting people. But he said that Anthony Mason, I never met him. Watched a lot of Knick games. I remember watching him in the mid-1990s, of course, going back to New York for the big fights back in the day when Madison Square Garden was coming alive, Oscar De La Hoya, fights like that. Now the Garden, not doing all that well, but they're going to come back with Gennady Golovkin, I believe, in a big fight in the near future. But Anthony Mason, you got to think about that. Just 48 years old, folks. How old are you? You know, you never know when tomorrow's the end. You really don't. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. So props to Mr. Mason. Props to the great Leonard Nimoy. Of course, he wrote a lot of movies. He starred in those movies as far as the Star Trek series was concerned. And let's be honest, you know, they couldn't have done Star Trek without Leonard Nimoy or Shatner. Without him or William Shatner, they just couldn't have done it. All those other people, they probably could have replaced. But not those two guys. It just wasn't happening. All right, just wasn't going to happen. Straight up, you're tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Let's look at these scoreboards as far as the NBA is concerned. The NBA is, you know, it's heating up now. We're getting close to the playoffs, and the end of the season will be right around the corner. And, of course, the NCAA basketball, March Madness, will be upon us real soon in the blink of an eye. And you know Kentucky's going places, okay, 29-0. I mean, listen, their average win in the last 5 games has been by better than 20 points. I kid you not. These guys are averaging, their two stars are averaging like 18 to 20 points a game. This is college basketball. These guys are the real deal. They're going to probably win it all. They're favored to win it all, currently 29-0. And why not? I mean, come on. Gonzaga lost tonight. I never understood why Gonzaga's kept that high rating. I never really understood it. But they did, and it was a mystery to me why they were ranked number 3 in NCAA, but they were. And they lost tonight, so we'll talk about that in the scoreboard probably in about 10 minutes here on Sports Byline USA. But as far as the NBA is concerned, the Spurs were 101-74 winners over the Suns. Of course, the Bucks came up short by 7 points, 82-75 to the Jazz. Utah, starting to look good a little bit. The New York Nets, two New York Nets. I call them the New York Nets. The Brooklyn Nets, of course, the Barclays Center, what they call home, my boxing capital, of course, in Brooklyn, New York. 104-94 winners, 10 points over the Mavericks. Mavericks not looking all that good. They were at home. They were supposed to win this game in the minds of some of the wise guys, and it just didn't happen. The Grizzlies, 4-point winners over the Timberwolves, 101-97. Of course, as I said, Mr. Kevin Garnett being exiled, being thrown out of the game. You know, he got a little huffy. It was only a second game back from an injury. He got a little huffy, and that's Mr. Barnett. You know, let Garnett do his thing. He's a megastar. He can get away with stuff like that, okay? Some of the other scores for the day, the Hawks were winners, the second-best team in the NBA, of course, the Golden State Warriors, 93-91 over the Heat. The Heat not looking it. Heat just not, without LeBron, they're just not happening, okay? And the Raptors were 98-103 losers. Take it back, they dropped a five-point game to the New York Knicks at home in the Garden. And the Pistons were four-point losers to the Wizards, DC Wizards. I'm not getting used to that. I remember when it was the Washington Bullets. I told you, we're going to go with a live, probably go on this 5-6 weeks maybe here on Sports Byline USA, where we'll air a couple of interviews with the old Golden State Warriors each week. Of course, I expect that to start next week. We'll have an interview in hour number one, hour number two, and we'll go down the entire list of guys. Of course, Keith Wilkes, Jamal Wilkes, he was from UCLA, the John Wooden era. Man, these were mega stars, but they're forgotten. Rick Barry, probably pound for pound, the best player in all of basketball. Oh, people say Michael Jordan, No. Let me tell you. Barry took a cast of nitwits. I don't want to say nitwits. I shouldn't say that because I'm going to try to interview these guys in the next coming couple of weeks. But, you know, non-stars. That's what I want to say. He took a guys who were, they weren't the upper echelon of the NBA, but he turned them into world champions. He made them champions. He ran down the court like a quarterback, directing this guy that way, directing that guy that way. He was a defensive wizard. Okay, he stole the ball. He could dunk. I mean, he wasn't Michael Jordan or Julius Erving type of dunks, but Rick Barry could dunk. He went to the ABA for a while, played in the ABA. Of course, left the Warriors, then would come back to the Warriors. He is an NBA star, no doubt about it. Probably, as I said, voted the top 50 as far as the NBA All-Stars of all time is concerned by the NBA itself, NBA.com. But I got him up there in the top three. And I think it's him, Jordan, maybe an Alcindor. And, of course, you probably got to figure in Will Chamberlain as well, number four. Who's the fifth guy? Got a fifth guy in that one? Let me know. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. The Magic NFL, the Magic NBA team, of course, right now, it's the Golden State Warriors and Steph Curry. Steph Curry's been to the White House. Steph Curry's doing TV commercials. Steph Curry, everybody's in love with him. Steph Curry's doing PR. Steph Curry's the guy. He's going to be MVP. I'm going to try to hook him up, try to go over to the Warriors training facility in the next couple of weeks and spend some time. If I get just a couple of minutes with him, I'd appreciate it. But, you know, right now I think that pound for pound, that's what we call it, pound for pound, he's like the best. He's the hottest going. And when you look at the Warriors, it's all about those threes. And he shoots a very good three. So the Golden State Warriors, the best team in basketball. Of course, the second best team are the Atlanta Hawks. Third best team? You tell me. Third best team? You tell me. Who do you think is the third best team in all of basketball right now, the NBA? 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Still to come, one segment of Sports Overnight America. We'll talk NCAA basketball. Maybe a little baseball before we get out of here, but straight up, this is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network, and most importantly, I am the Taco Man, Johnny Taco.
Here's an urgent alert.
Attention, if you've had hip replacement surgery and suffered any complications, you need to listen to this important legal alert. Major manufacturers have made billions of dollars available to award legal claims for defective hip implants. Thousands of these defective hip implants have been recalled by various manufacturers. If you've had hip surgery and suffered complications, you may be entitled to receive significant compensation to help you deal with your complications. You may be eligible to receive money to help with medical expenses, lost wages, challenges and pain and suffering. Protect yourself by hiring an experienced trial attorney. Our partner law firms are experts in hip replacement surgery lawsuits. Find out now if you're eligible to receive any of the $2.5 billion hip settlement fund. Call now for free information. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. That's 800-296-1360.
Attention catheter users. Stop reusing dirty catheters. Catheters are now disposable. Recent changes in Medicare now allow patients up to 200 disposable catheters a month, all at little or no cost to you. We bill Medicare. Put an end to the mess and risk of infection by using old catheters. Just use a catheter once and throw it away. Eliminate trips to the pharmacy and insurance paperwork. Shipping is free. Receive a free catheter sample by calling and joining Medical Direct Club right now.
Call 1-800-399-9018 to receive your free catheter sample discreetly delivered right to your door. That's 1-800-399-9018. 1-800-399-9018. Call 1-800-399-9018 today.
Deductibles and copays apply. Free catheter samples require qualified membership. Sample will arrive with 90-day order.
Health insurance is on everybody's mind right now. You either don't have it, or you have it and you think it's too expensive. And you probably feel like you don't have any options. We can help. We are the Health Markets Insurance Agency. We offer health insurance plans from major carriers nationwide and likely have a plan that can save you money. Whether you're self-employed, on a COBRA plan that's about to expire, or you simply don't have health insurance where you work and you need it, the Health Markets Insurance Agency can help you. Our agents will help you find coverage you can afford. Health Markets Insurance Agency is an authorized agency in all 50 states, including the District of Columbia. Plans may not be available in all states. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
You tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is your Sports Byline Sports Update, of course, on the NCAA basketball. Man, number one ranked Kentucky rolled over number 10 ranked Arkansas, 84-67. Number one Kentucky, 29-0 straight up. They are looking like a world champions. They're only in the college level, but they are looking like the best team in all of college basketball. UVA was the winner over Virginia Tech, 68-57. BYU come up short. Take that back. They smoked Gonzaga. It was a big upset. I talked about that. 73-70. Gonzaga came in at number three ranked. Of course, number four ranked Duke. They won at home over Syracuse, 73-64. Villanova coming up a winner. Number six ranked Villanova, winner over Xavier, 78-68. And that is your sports update on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Don't forget, you're tuned to Sports Overnight America. The guy sitting in front of the mic is Johnny Taco, the guy on the other side of the glass there, the guy that really runs the show here, the guy in charge, my boss. That's Assyrian Pete, straight up. We do this every Saturday night, 10 p.m. to midnight. And, of course, I usually have got my two co-hosts with me. I'm talking about Zach Attack Young and my man Dominic Big D Jimenez. Well, Zach Attack was out doing stand-up comedy. Now, he's a stand-up comedian. He's a very cunning guy. And, of course, Dominic was sick. He had the bug. Everybody around here's got the bug. So I guess if you're, like, breathing into the Sports Byline microphone like I've been the last couple of days, I'm telling you, this is where I probably got sick, because this morning I woke up not feeling well. I did the Saturday morning show. It wasn't very good. So next week we'll be back. The Three Stooges, if you want to call them, my three amigos, Larry Curly M.O., Pedro, Johnny Take, Johnny Taco, the alter ego, and Mr. Zach Attack Young and Dominic Jimenez. And don't forget, folks, you can catch me for three other hours on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, Saturday for an hour at 11 a.m. Pacific time, with an hour of boxing and mixed martial arts on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, SiriusXM, Satellite Radio. Of course, we talk boxing and MMA for an hour on Saturdays, and then we come back Sundays with a two-hour show. Sundays for 2 hours, 11 a.m. Pacific time, we talk an hour of boxing and an hour of mixed martial arts. So what's happening? Major League Baseball, of course, we're right around the corner as far as spring training is concerned. You know, the Giants, I don't know. They didn't do anything. They signed this guy, McGee, as far as the third base was concerned. He's supposed to replace Mr. Señor Octubre? It ain't going to happen. It ain't going to happen. And everybody tells me, you know, well, Pablo wanted to go anyway. He was predestined to leave. I don't think so. I think when he got himself in shape, the Giants should have went to him and said, look, this is what we want. Here's the money. You want? What do you want? What can we get you? What can we do to make you happy enough to want to stay in San Francisco, okay? And obviously, they didn't do that. They thought they could play hardball with him. Then he gained some weight, got fat again, got a little pudgy, okay, got a little pudgy during the season, of course, and he's going to go probably to the American League. He's going to the American League where he'll probably do it be a DH to an extent. But he got heavy, but he came back in October, and he was the equivalent of Reggie Jackson to the A's and the Yankees. He was Mr. October for the Giants. Okay, and they let him go, and they replaced him with Casey McGee? It ain't going to happen. Guy played in Japan last year. I know, 2 years ago he played in Japan. Last year he made the All-Star team, but the year before he played in Japan. You can't replace a guy like Pablo Sandoval. You just can't do it. Bruce Bochy? I don't know. Sort of reminds me of Alley-Oop. I don't know if you guys know who Alley-Oop was. He was an old cartoon character back in the days. Sort of like a doofus guy, okay? But he's sharp as a tack. No doubt about it. Sharp as a tack. What, 3 World Series in like 5 years? I mean, Bruce Bochy, manager of the year, manager of the decade, got a heart issue, had a couple stints put in his heart a couple weeks ago. But the fact that the Giants didn't go out and really spend any money this year, I mean, they didn't get John Lester. There were guys they probably should have went after and big time. In other words, you know, if a guy says, well, I'd rather play in Chicago, offer him $5 million more, okay? Million sort of change attitudes. Millions of dollars will change your attitude, okay? Of course, Willie Mays. Thought about Willie the other day, of course, now what, 84, 85 years old? Who could believe the greatest baseball player in the history of the game, okay, is now 84 or 85 years old? Yes, better than Babe Ruth. Yes, better than Carl Hubble. Yes, better than Ty Cobb. All those guys, better than Hank Aaron, okay? He had a baseball park out here, and they're tearing it down as I speak. Candlestick Park, which is about 4 or 5 miles from where I'm at. I'm in the center of the city. It's on the outskirts of the city near the San Mateo County line. But they're tearing down the stadium that was the home of the SF Giants from 1958 until a few years ago. And then, of course, home of the San Francisco 49ers from like the 70s, early 70s, when they left Kezar Stadium out there in Golden Gate Park. And, of course, they went to Candlestick. And they were going to rebuild the stadium, and that didn't happen. And Willie Brown was a mayor, and that wasn't going to happen because nobody really wanted to put a stadium out there in the hood anymore. They're going to build some condos out there. But the hood is not really the hood anymore. They got mass transit out there, so things have changed. But they weren't going to put a ballpark out there, and they're just not going to do it. And, of course, the 49ers picked up their act, and they moved on to Santa Clara. And they've got a stadium down there that costs, what, $1.7 billion? How do you top that? Speaking of the stadiums, the Raiders and the Chargers still looking into Carson, California, that possible stadium down there. They can share it. They can share it. The number two market in the entire country, as far as the media is concerned. Number two market. New York's number one. San Francisco, number four. Okay? But the number two market could have 2 football teams. And if the Rams come back, that's 3. More power to them. They have none right now. Number two market. Does that make sense? The world of sports doesn't always make sense. The world doesn't always make sense. Johnny Taco doesn't always make sense. You're tuned to Sports Byline. The weekend edition of Sports Overnight America. I am Johnny Taco. I want to thank Assyrian Pete and thank my man, Paul Scott Cuddy, for getting some things together. Of course, this is Sports Byline USA, iHeartRadio, and Sirius XM Satellite Radio. Until next time, peace, love, respect. And don't forget the website, sportsbyline.com.